Welcome back. That was cool. My thanks to Dr. Jacqueline. That was really neat, and I'm so appreciative of her time, because I mean, I could go on and on. I have a 3 pages of what her resume is and the things that she's done, and we didn't even get into the humanitarian work that she's done in Ghana, that she's been recognized for up and down. I really hope she comes back and talks about some of the other stuff that she does, because oh my gosh, what a cool thing. what an amazing woman. I don't know how to make the transition here, but I got some comments this week about, can you summarize where we are with the Trump address? And I'll talk about that. And I because a lot of people that messaged and called, they said, "Hey, I didn't watch it. Just tell me what happened." So ask and you shall receive. So President Donald Trump delivered that primetime address from the White House. He wanted to focus on his administration's record and agenda. And I think, kind of how that went was he was given an allotted time slot. I think it was like 15 minutes or whatever. The network said, yeah, whatever. Okay, you can do what you got to do. And he talked about the United States being on the cusp of an unprecedented boom. And he defended tariff policies, argued inflation was going away and all that. And the reaction that I had, we were talking about Scrooge, last week, and I'm as giddy as a schoolboy. I freaking loved it. I thought the address was fantastic, not because it was good in substance, but because it was just awful. And I was watching it, and my wife said, "How's it going?" I'm like, "This is great. This is awesome." Because he's just writing the attack ads that people can use against everything that he's done. And, which by the way, this, I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent here. If we are going to have these conversations about the things that he's done that is bad and negative and hurting people, what we have to do is we also have to acknowledge and admit, we don't have to say it, but at some point during that conversation with someone, they're going to say, "Hey, you just don't like it because it's Trump. It's just Trump." And you have to be prepared for that question, because there are things that he's done that are good. And it's okay to admit that, because when you do that, that gives the criticism and the critique that much more credibility. And guys, there are things that he's done that are okay. And just because Trump did it doesn't mean it's bad. Like, for example, Space Force. That was something that DOD officials, and yes, Hegseth, that is the Department of Defense. Department of Defense officials wanted that done for decades. I mean, they were blasting off nuclear weapons in space since the 60s to try to test what an EMP was and what kind of effect it had on things on the ground and all that. So like having a part of military that specialty is space, that is something that they thought was a good idea. And fast forward to this term, he floated doing a 40-year mortgage. Guys, that's a good idea. Like, it arguably is a good idea. He was like, "Oh my gosh, you're gonna be paying for that house until you turn 70. Okay, cool. So you have a 30-year mortgage, and someone that turns 40 and buys a house, what's that then? Like, a 40-year mortgage, and this is someone that's in that space. I do loans. I've worked with people on vehicles and all this stuff. Stretching out the term like that is not a negative thing. That actually opens up the opportunity of home ownership to a whole different generation of people. Like, that's not a bad thing. And just because the mortgage says it's 40 years doesn't mean they're going to take it out 40 years. That just means that they can pay it off at their pace, not the bank's. Right? That's a good thing. So when you have those arguments, make sure that you also understand, because someone's going to say, "You just don't like it because it's Trump." Well, no. And here's why. But anyway, back to his address. He touted, you know, oh, and by the way, you want to say something else good? Arguably, securing the southern border. That is a good thing. Republicans and Democrats alike do agree. That's a good thing. Now, to be fair, Joe Biden in the last year of his presidency, he did a horrible job in his first 3 years of his presidency on that. Democrats admit that. And last year, he tightened it up. And that was a lot, in large part, to Kamala Harris. Anyway, back to that wonderful agenda. He claimed prices are way down. Way down. And this is how they do that, by the way. He talked about the Thanksgiving turkey. Thanksgiving dinner is down. Trump's people and himself, he'll take like a sliver of truth, just the tiniest bit of truth, and then spread that like a blanket over the entire thing. So we'll say food prices are down. Look at this year's Thanksgiving dinner. It's down 30%. And it's like, bro, no. Here's what that is. He clipped a coupon for a turkey at Walmart. That's literally what happened. He found a coupon at Walmart that said Thanksgiving dinner this much. And it was down because, you know, what retailers do is they say, hey, we're going to cut our margins here because you're going to come in and buy all this other stuff. But if it's slim here, that's good. Food prices are down. No, that was down because there was a coupon, bro. But it was brilliant, and it was rambling, and it was meandering, and it wasn't very good. He talked about a warrior dividend funded by, you know, tariffs, but what it really was his housing thing that was, they were going to get it anyway, just rebranded, just like everything that he does. So, hey, don't fall for it. It was terrible, but this show wasn't. And I appreciate you listening, and thank you so much for hanging out with us on The Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We'll see you next week. We'll stand.